In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. God, as our Creator, as our Father, as the one who cares for us, as the one whose desire it is for us to be saved, because why else would he have come to the world incarnate as one of us, to walk as one of us, to die as one of us, but then to raise us as himself? That is the case because God sees value in us, and he wants us to be his. God doesn't spring surprises on us, and he constantly wants us to do the right thing. When God created us, it was for a purpose. And that purpose was for us to live, to be alive. And to be alive, not only in this world, but to be alive forever with him. And we need to understand this. We need to remember it. We need to realize that he has a bigger plan. This weekend, we've been speaking about our church. What is the purpose of church? It is a vehicle, it is a vessel that takes us through this world into a world to come. It is, as we call it, the ship of salvation. As the ark was to Noah, even as the whale was to Jonah, it is a vessel that takes us where God wants us to be. We should never just depend on our own ability, because our abilities are limited. But God wants us to be where he wants us to be, and that is in righteousness, in life. Today's gospel tells us that there have been signs. Signs like the sign of Jonah. Signs like the sign of Noah. And not only signs, but even practical, physical examples before us, as of our Lord Jesus Christ himself. God doesn't want us to fail. And he also knows that we're under a lot of challenge. Immense challenge. We were just having a discussion in my office now about various Christian principles. They are challenging. If you're going to make decisions on a daily basis about your Christian principles and how you live them, you are going to face challenges. And why do those challenges come about? Because we are trying to apply an ideal in a non-ideal world. We are trying to apply the heavenly on earth. And on our own, we can't do that. But that's where the church comes in. The church is a constant reminder and a vessel that carries us constantly and safely. If you are in a storm in the midst of the sea, bobbing up and down on a little raft, it would be very difficult for you to hold fast to the faith, because you are directly feeling, experiencing the effects of that storm. If anyone's been out at sea and you're on a little boat, the results of that are quite big. Just a bit of wave will may have you bobbing up and down. Through the same sea, through the same storm, on a bigger vessel, on a ship of salvation, on the ark of a new covenant, we are secure within. And we are secured by the very things that we sometimes feel are limiting us. We sometimes have an issue with prayers. The length of prayer, the complexity of prayer, the continuity of prayer. Yet it is prayers that make up the bulk of our strength, because they allow us to communicate with God, both to speak to Him and to listen to Him. Just as I am sure the hull of that huge ark that Noah and his family were on presented a bit of a challenge. They didn't get much of an ocean view. They couldn't see outside. Yet that same boundary that kept them separate from the sea was that which saved them. There's a wonderful explanation of riverbanks made by the late Pope Shenouda, who said, you could look at riverbanks as being a restraint to the water. Because of course the water, if it just spreads out, it flows naturally. But because it is restrained by riverbanks going here and there, its direction is controlled. Those same banks are not actually restricting the water. They are safeguarding and directing that water down a safe path. Because if it went down the sides, it would dissipate and spread and become less than effective. But going down this river, governed by these banks, picking up speed and power and direction, they can turn turbines that then generate electricity that runs countries. It's just some water. Difference between direction and non-direction. The direction we get through our faith, through our church, through our sacraments, through our fellowship here, and our rituals, that is something we must hold on to. Through the church, we also receive signs. Signs in the Word of God as read. This Word of God, the Word of God we share in liturgies, in vespers, in our daily Agbeya prayers, in our standard personal prayers, the Word of God, the Scriptures, are ever present. They're our safeguard. They are our sign. They're our message, our personalized message. And of course, the Scriptures on their own are sometimes difficult to understand. Of course. Do we discard them? Do we put them aside? Do we ignore them? Of course not. If there is a path that is too difficult to walk, we do not just abandon the path, but we find a guide. We find someone who has gone before us. Someone who can tell us the signs, who can direct us clearly. If we look at the writings of our fathers, the fathers of the church, St. Athanasius, St. Cyril, the many, many fathers who contribute to our understanding of Scripture, we realize that we don't need to do this alone. We have exposition, we have explanation, we have an understanding. The ship is that in the midst of the storm which safeguards us and provides for our nourishment. You can't be nourished in the middle of a storm if you are thrown backwards and forwards, up and down by the waves. But if you are in this ark, in this ship, in this church, in the middle of these storms, in the middle of this wicked world that our Lord speaks about in today's gospel, you are fed. You are nourished. You are provided for through his sacraments. You are nourished through this fellowship that we have. You are strengthened by every person who is here. Every person. You don't have to go it alone, but you are strengthened by every person. Today's gospel ends with the importance of light and the importance of us being light. This ship, this city of God, this church of God, this body of Christ, this fellowship of believers is that which allows us to be light in the world. For without his light, we have no light. Without his grace, we have no strength. Without his victory, we are defeated. But with him, we can do, as St. Paul reminds us, all things with him, in him, through him. This is why God gives us his church. To protect us, to provide for us. To be our safeguard and our support. To be our haven. This is who we are. This is how we should live. If we do, we will be blessed by God. Not because he prefers us, because I assure you, he sends out the same invitation to every person in the world. But if we have accepted that invitation, then we come into his presence here on earth, and we work to be in his presence forever in his kingdom. So there is a difficult world out there. There are storms, but they are not more powerful than we. They cannot overcome us, because God is our strength. He is our power, he is our salvation. And through him, we can do all things. So let us be one church, secured in her history, fed by her theology and her dogma, empowered by her faith, proud of her witness, and glorified in Christ, who is her head, our Father, our Savior, and the one who awaits us in his kingdom. Glory be to God forever. Amen.